Timmons, after the rush of Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals, today's a chance to give a little back. Today marks Giving Tuesday, which is a global movement reminding people that everyone has something to give and that every act of generosity counts. If you're looking for ways to support local, here are some ways to support Timmons organizations. Drop off a donation, cash or non-perishable food items, to the food banks. There are two main groups in town offering regular support to local residents, the Timmons Food Bank and the South Porcupine Food Bank. The contact information and details on the Timmons site is online here. Donations to the South Porcupine charity can be made online here. The 20th anniversary of Val's Ton in a Tundra is on Friday, December 6th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Volunteers will be at 7 locations across the city. Metro, Pick of the Crop, Johnson's Your Independent Grocer, No Frills, Easy Financial, Food Basics Timmons and Food Basics Porcupine Mall. Collecting cash donations and non-perishable food items for the Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmons, ACT, Christmas Food Box Program. This year, 600 boxes are going out to help families. While it's the same number as last year, it's double the demand ACT has seen in the past. To support the cause today, make a bid on online auction items here or make a cash donation online here. The Schumacher Lions Club is carrying on the Stan Fowler Santa Claus Fund tradition. They're looking to help at least 500 families this year by giving them a $150 gift certificate that can be used for food in any grocery store in town, except Walmart, which has opted not to be part of the campaign. There is a radiothon on 93.1 this Thursday, December 5th. To donate before or after that, e-transfers directed to the Stan Fowler Fund account can be made to stanfowlersantafund@gmail.com. Anyone making a donation via e-transfer is asked to include their name and phone number so a receipt can be issued. The Timmons and District Humane Society works tirelessly year-round to help abandoned animals. There are a number of ways to help the organization. Donations can be made online here or you can buy a ticket for the monthly 50-50 draw. The group is also posting its Paw Pooler Pet Picks with Santa fundraiser the next couple of weekends. The cost is $20 per pose and $5 for each additional pose. People are asked to bring their own USB memory stick. It's held at the YMCA Timmons, 376 Poplar Avenue, on December 7th, December 8th and December 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. With their sights set on a new emergency room and upgrading equipment, the Timmons and District Hospital Foundation is amid a $25 million capital fundraising campaign, though it hasn't officially been launched publicly. When it comes to hospitals, while the province offers cash for operating budgets, there is not consistent funding for medical equipment and infrastructure, which is where the foundation comes in. There are a number of ways to give back, with one of the most popular being the monthly 50-50 draw. Tickets can be bought online here. For ideas on other ways to boost the foundation, visit their website. In the past several years, Timmons-based Quilts for Survivors has been making its mark locally, nationally, and beyond. This grassroots organization makes quilts for survivors of residential schools and other trauma. To give back, sewers of all ages and skill levels can volunteer to make quilt blocks, or quilters can make blocks or full quilts at home. Cash donations are also accepted. Full details on what fabrics to use and how to donate is available on their website. These are just a small sampling of the many worth groups to support. If we missed your group, please share them in the comments under this story.